Whether you are a content creator, an entrepreneur, a coach, an influencer, whatever you call yourself, plateaus are not roadblocks. All they are just opportunities for growth and transformation. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today, we are diving deep into a topic that I think every online entrepreneur, content creator, influencer, coach encounters on their journey. And that is breaking through plateaus and rediscovering that fire that fuels your brand. I think that feeling stagnant and undervalued is an experience shared by many, including myself. But I don't want us to have that lead us with fear. I know that we all have a wealth of strategies to really reignite your drive and really guide your brand to new and exciting heights. And I want to share some of those strategies with you today. So if you are someone who feels like you have been trying to break through a plateau and really reignite your purpose, your vision, your brand, your clarity, this episode is for you. So let's get started. Okay, so let's begin by understanding really the nature of plateaus. I want you to, if you can, kind of picture it as a moment when your brand is poised for transformation, right? It's like a spring that may be really coiled tightly right before it leaps into action. And that is kind of what happens in a plateau. And really being able to recognize these plateaus and really start understanding your specific psychology behind them is pivotal to breaking free from that grasp that they have on us, on our ability to take action, on our ability to feel confident. And I think it's really a chance to see beyond the temporary slowdown and really start to visualize and realize the greater potential that lies ahead. So if you can think about that, if you feel like that moment of like, you know, that spring that's just so tightly coiled before it jumps off, that is really the plateau that happens. And I think that when we get to this moment, we have to figure out how to power through. And so from my own experience, the way that I believe is the best way to power through plateaus is essentially to start working on rekindling that flame of your initial passion and purpose. You have to remember your why. Why you embarked on this journey in the first place, why you wanted to show up and do this, why you wanted to serve, what was that greater purpose? And as I've said it many times on this podcast, your remembering of your why, your remembering of that initial passion and purpose, you taking the action to rekindle that flame, it has to be greater than any excuse that you would have to not move forward and to not do that. And so I think that this takes a lot of reflection, really reflecting on the impact that you have made so far, the stories that you've shared, the unique value that you do bring to your audience. I've been hearing this a lot lately where so many of you feel like when it comes to growing a brand or business, or when it comes to creating content, or when it comes to coaching people, it's like you know how to help people do it for themselves, but you can't quite take the action on doing it for yourself. And I think that if you would just allow yourself to go back and revisit your brand's core, you are going to start to reignite that spark that will drive you forward. And so you could even just take some time to, in that reflection, take like a quick reflection journal and think about, you know, the impacts that you've made so far, even if it's been short-term or long-term, the steps that you've taken to move forward, the successes that you have had, you know, and really that unique value that you bring to your audience and that you bring to the world that no one else has. And if you start to get tripped up and you're just like, well, I've gotten kind of cluttered, I don't know what that unique value is, think back on what people have previously come to you for, what people have previously invested in your services for. What are those things? Start to make a list. Like, seriously, take time. It could only be 5 minutes, but if you start making that list and you could actually see visually where you've come and how far you've come, that will help you with that reignition piece. And I want to also really focus on the strategies a bit for revitalizing your brand. I want to delve into strategies that have helped me and that can really breathe life into your brand now. One of the things that I want to share with you is actually a free social media growth accelerator guide that I have. You can download it. It's completely free. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/growth if you want it. It provides you really with a toolkit of very creative exercises and techniques and simple yet innovative approaches that can help you really breathe new life into your social media strategy, breathe new life into the content that you're creating, and then of course help you by generating that consistent income that you're wanting by breathing new life into it. Okay. By engaging in this free growth tool, again, juliesolomon.net/growth, you get lifetime access to it. Again, it's completely free. But by engaging in what I have for you here and really immersing yourself into some of the strategies that I share, you're going to overcome those challenges. You're going to propel your brand toward renewed success. And I think you're also just going to propel your confidence in a new and refreshed way that I think a lot of us have to do a lot of times. We really have to allow ourselves to make that change, to see a new perspective. And this free guide will help you do that. Now, some quick feedback and tips. First is the reflect and refocus. I really want you to take some dedicated time to rediscover your passion and purpose. Again, this free guide that I have for you, if you want to download it at juliesolomon.net/growth, will help you with this. But you could also consider journaling, meditating, or just engaging in some kind of creative exercise or process to reconnect to your brand's value, your brand's why, your brand's essence. The other thing that you can do is harness the power of feedback. I talk about this all the time. Reach out to your audience, to your community, to your peers for fresh perspectives, for feedback, for insights. You could survey them if you want, because their insights are going to be able to shed light on the areas for improvement that you may be able to do. And it's going to provide the inspiration and that spark that sometimes we all need. And it allows us to kind of see things that we don't see ourselves. So definitely don't underestimate the power of feedback that you can get from the people in your world. And then the third thing is to really just embrace the winds of change, if you will. Like, give yourself the permission to experiment with new content formats, to explore platforms in a new way, to pivot your strategy, to try something new. Again, if you don't know what to do or if you feel stuck in that analysis paralysis, download my free guide. Have that be kind of your step-by-step roadmap, if you will, to this new way of embracing and experimenting. Because embracing change can really, I think, infuse the enthusiasm into your brand. And it's the enthusiasm that leads to sales. It's the enthusiasm that leads to more visibility. It's the enthusiasm that leads to fresh, new, exciting content. It's the enthusiasm that really gives you that reignition that you need to propel your brand to the next phase. And with that to say, I want to share just a quick story of a recent example that I have with a student of mine that really exemplifies the power of breaking through a plateau. So this was a student of mine that just completed my beta for the new brand accelerator program that I have coming out later this month. I did a beta back in June with about 20 online entrepreneurs, content creators, and coaches who had experienced a period of stagnation, but then they implemented the strategies that I teach inside the Brand Accelerator. And by reconnecting with their passion, by seeking that feedback, by embracing change, not only were they able to overcome the plateau, but they also saw a remarkable surge in engagement and followers and collaborations. And so one of those people that I wanted to share was Ashley. She had actually, I've known her for a very long time. She had come to me because her past experience, if you will, in the career space is on-air talent. She is brilliant. She is savvy. She is smart. She has a wealth of knowledge and experience, but she was trying to figure out a way to take all of her years of networking and relationships and abilities being an on-air talent into some kind of new consulting or strategic done-for-you service provider kind of way. And she kept getting stuck on who her avatar was. She kept getting stuck on, you know, what should her website say? What should the copy say? And she actually told me that she got more done in the 4 weeks that we worked together than she had in the entire year prior by getting that clear-cut focus on those new strategies that we implement. And she really saw just how quickly changes can happen and new actions can take when we just allow ourselves to kind of get out of our own way a little bit. So if you want to kind of learn a little bit more about some of the strategies that I share inside the Brand Accelerator, again, just download that free guide. You can go to juliesolomon.net/growth. You get lifetime access to it, but it's going to kind of walk you through some of the things that really kind of set the tone for what else is really needed for that next level of your growth. And so if you are someone that has just connected to what I've shared today, if you're experiencing any kind of stagnation, if you just feel like you need some new clarity, some fresh eyes on your approach and how you're doing it, I really think that you're going to get a lot from that free guide. So as we wrap up today's episode, I am going to encourage you to take these actionable steps. The first thing is to schedule dedicated time to really reflect on your brand's journey, how far you've come, the things that have really worked well for you to start reigniting the passion that you need. Then I want you to reach out to your audience, to past customers, to past clients, or just even mentors or fellow people in your community for feedback and new perspectives. And then I want you to challenge yourself to embrace a new content format, a new content direction, a new content strategy to really inject fresh energy into your brand. And I want that to be a challenge. I want you to seek out and to embrace a new way of doing it. And again, if you want help with that, juliesolomon.net/growth will be your ticket to get started. And I want you to remember, whether you are a content creator, an entrepreneur, a coach, an influencer, whatever you call yourself, plateaus are not roadblocks. All they are just opportunities for growth and transformation. The only time a plateau becomes a roadblock is if you choose to stay there. But by implementing new strategies, by implementing some of the things that we talked about today, and most importantly, by embracing change, by embracing a new way of showing up, by embracing a new way of infusing enthusiasm in what it is that you're doing, you can reignite the fire within your brand and you can get to that next level that you're seeking. So keep pushing forward, keep evolving, keep inspiring your audience, keep being the brilliant self that you are. And until next time, same place next week, we're going to keep diving into more strategies that are going to help you get more visible, create that consistent income that you're looking for, and really breathe life into your content and brand strategy. So if you're liking the episode that I did last week, the one I'm doing today, keep coming back for the goodness that I have for you. And again, any good aha moments or anything that I shared today, please let me know by screenshotting today's episode, tagging me on Instagram at Jule Solomon. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you want to rate and review us on iTunes or on YouTube, because we're on YouTube now, my friends, please, please, please do that. This allows me to know what you're resonating with, what themes or topics that you're really liking, what is really helping you. And once I have that information, I can make sure to double down on that quality content that you're finding. All right, my friends, I will see you next week. Same time, same place. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.